Vladimir Korolenko, an introduction. Vladimir Galakshonovich Korolenko was born in Zhytomyr, Ukraine, then part of the Russian Empire, on 27th of July 1853. His father died when he was 13, and life was then often struck with bouts of poverty, which resulted in his education being somewhat erratic. A spell in exile at 23 was followed by another, as the politics of the time opposed his volatile but heartfelt passions. Writing was also coming to the fore, and in 1879 his debut short story, telling of a young Narodnik searching for social and spiritual identity, was published. In 1881, Korolenko refused to swear allegiance to the new Russian Tsar, and was again exiled, this time much further afield. He spent the next 3 years doing manual work, but took time to study local customs and history. These impressions in exile provided rich material for his writings. In 1885, he was allowed to settle in Nizhny, where again he repeatedly questioned the authorities. That same year, Makar's Dream established his literary reputation and was part of his first collection, Sketches and Stories, the following year. In the early 1890s, when famine struck Central Russia, he went to work on relief missions, collecting donations, supervising the delivery and distribution of food, opening 45 free canteens, all the while writing the graphic reports that would later be published as In the Year of Famine, in 1893. By 1896, despite some psychological disorders, he was well regarded amongst Russian writers and was even a member of the Russian Academy of Sciences. Throughout his writing career, Korolenko was a staunch advocate of human rights, putting that sacred activity above what he called his part-time writing. In the revolutionary year of 1905, under his editorship, Ruskoye Bogatstvo published the manifest by the Petersburg Soviet of the Workers' Deputies. Korolenko was now repeatedly harassed by the authorities, had his flat raided many times and materials confiscated. As a lifetime opponent of Tsarism, he guardedly welcomed the revolution of 1917. Once the nature of Bolshevism was established, he soon started to criticize it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?